Hello. Good evening.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Stanley. I'm calling from Opinion Research, sir. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential, sir. Are anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed elected official or active in any political campaign, sir?
No.
No, thank you. Let's see. Okay, I'll be as fast as possible. Thank you, sir. And do you or does anyone? Oh, you said no, right? Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissioner. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you going to vote? Definitely vote? Very likely to vote?
I think they go vote. I don't know. I don't know nobody now. Do you know the people? Mm-hmm. The time for asking for come vote. He come and he give the hints. The time you need the people disappear.
Mm-hmm. I
don't like to talk the politics. You know.
Do you speak another language? What language? Spanish?
Polish.
Yo hablo español. I speak Spanish.
I speak Polish.
Polish. Nice. Okay.
Polish.
So would you say you're right now? You're just now. You don't know if you're gonna vote or not.
No, I go vote somebody for who I don't know.
Okay.
See, I stay in the life. Yeah. I am very
right. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Which political party are you registered? Are you a Democrat, Republican?
Or I am registered Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And
yeah.
you said
yeah, you're not the. I am old man. The same as Biden.
No, but hey, you guys are sharp though. You guys,
they both walk in.
Yeah, as long as your brain's still good, you're still in the game. I'm going to ask you what age, 55 through 65, 65 through 75, or over 75?
75 over.
Wow, you sound good for your age, sir.
Yeah,
generally speaking, yeah, taking care of yourself.
I close it to John Biden.
Yeah, you sound good though for your age. My parents are about 80 and they sound good too. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What do you think?
I think they go in the right direction here. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
In my opinion, right. They have a lot of construction, mm-hmm. You know, this
development.
The street is very good. Yeah. Only the problem is inflation.
Inflation.
Everything is too much.
Expensive.
Higher price. I don't know.
What do you think of this? For the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? The first one is quality of life, like growth and development. That's where you're overdevelopment. I'm sorry. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment. Flooding, sea levels, rise, and environmental.
As retired people, you know, it's very hard. Very hard for... Pay the bills in here. I tell you.
Right, because the money doesn't match up. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, so which one of these do you think is more important to you? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea levels rise, and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, inflation. And
here the
problem
is
like groceries and gas. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
The problem is the grocery here, you know.
I got you. So would you say inflation?
More than $5.
Got you. I understand. Believe me, we're all going through it. Okay. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democrat candidate and Republican candidate? You said you would probably vote, did you say, you said between Republican and Democrat, you said Democrat?
I am a registered Democrat. My,
okay.
They have good people for Republican. I vote for Republican too.
Right. Okay. Okay. So right now, what would you say, where are you leaning towards? Which way are you going to go, or do you think, for county commissioner?
I don't know any name.
Okay.
The guy come to he named today, tomorrow I forgot.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to read you a list of names. Let's see if you recognize any of these, okay? If you do, tell me if you find them to be favorable or unfavorable, okay? Do you know who Maria Elvira Salazar is?
Elvira, she is nice. She, I remember she is reporters from the TV.
Okay.
She's very.
What do you think of her? Is she very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? What would you say?
I think she's favorable. I don't know. In my opinion.
Okay.
I like.
How
it.
About Joe? Okay, so somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden.
Or very. Yeah, we're going to get to him right now. How about Joe Carolla? How about Joe Carolla? Do you know who that is?
Carolla is a crook.
So you find him to be somewhat unfavorable?
No, he is no good.
Okay.
I don't know he stay with them. The people don't throw you out.
People are voting for him. That's why. So the next one would be Joe Biden. Are you very favorable or somewhat?
I don't know. Trump is very crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you think of Joe Biden? Is he? Do you find him to be very favorable? Somewhat favorable.
Biden. I think he don't like to stay president. But the people push him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we're looking right now. We're trying to see what people are, concerned about so they can focus on these kind of things. When it comes to Joe Biden, do you think he's very favorable or unfavorable?
Now everybody's talking.
But for you, what do you think? We want your opinion. I want to know what you think, sir. What do you think of Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, in my opinion, is more better than Trump. He lies too much. I don't understand why the people, go vote to him. I don't understand.
I don't either, but here we go. Vicky Lopez, do you know who that is?
I vote. To my wife, I think.
have you heard of Vicky Lopez? Do you know who that is?
Lopez, no.
No? Okay, how about Sanchez? Joe Sanchez.
Sanchez, no. So.
Okay. How about Elaine Higgins? Or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know.
Okay. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Cava, she's the mayor now.
Okay. And what do you think of her?
She's good.
She's good? Very good or more or less somewhat good?
No, it's good.
Okay. How about Fabian Basavi?
I don't know who.
Okay. How about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Oh, Alex, I know. He come here, he talk to me, yeah.
Is he good? What do you think? Unfavorable?
Favorable? Yeah, he's favorable, yeah. He's good.
Okay.
Alex.
Okay. Now, let's see. That was, Fabian Baisby. You don't know him. Portilla, you said he's favorable. How about Francis Suarez?
Suarez, I don't remember Suarez.
Okay. What about Miguel Soliman?
Yes. I know. Miguel, my brother.
Oh. What do you think of him? What do you think of Miguel Soliman?
I don't know. I never see him.
What about Rosie Cordero Stutz?
No, I don't know now.
Okay. What about Alfonso? You ever heard of Alfonso León?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? You've heard of Donald Trump. How do you feel about him? Favorable? Very unfavorable?
my opinion.
Yep, we want your opinion.
It's my opinion. He looking for yourself only. He looking for money for you. You pack it. He I don't care for the people. This is my opinion.
Right. Good. Thank you for that. What about Carlos? Yeah. Go ahead. How about Carlos Jimenez? Have you heard of Carlos Jimenez?
I don't know.
Okay. And now let me ask you this. You're going to be asked a few short questions about August primary elections for Miami-Dade Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, whom would you vote for? So there's just two candidates, Miguel Soliman and Elaine Higgins. Do you know which one you would vote for?
In my opinion, Elaine, I don't know.
Okay, so would you say you're undecided right now?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I have a lot of people, I don't know.
You know who Joe Carolla is?
I know. Okay. In the TV, I see him.
Okay, so now here's another one between Joe Carolla and Elaine Higgins.
I don't understand why he goes stay in the for the people vote to him. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he almost lose his house. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Elaine Higgins, you're right. She's the county commissioner. And we wanted to know, do you approve or disapprove of the job that she's doing?
Yeah, I approve.
You approve? Strongly approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Okay. So would you vote for her? Okay. Got it. Let's go back to this. So you would vote for Elaine Higgins for commissioner. Okay. Thank you. And then strongly approve. Okay, we're almost done. You will be given a statement about Elaine Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely to vote for her in the election. Okay, so you tell me, would it make you want to vote for her? I'm going to read something. Elaine Higgins' campaign has received hundreds and thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. How does that make you feel about voting for her? More likely, somewhat likely, less likely, much less likely?
Maybe likely, I don't know.
Okay, somewhat.
Okay. And here is building Lara, building now. The street is the same. The street is the same.
Right. Just buildings.
One day I go to airport here, it takes 1 hour from South Beach here.
Right, but I bet you it's nice out there, right?
It's traffic is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, traffic, yeah, that's a pain.
Yeah.
And then the gas prices.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so Elaine Higgins says
she wants
to improve. Yeah? Elaine Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day, and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop, or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. How does that make you feel, sir?
Well, it's good. Yeah.
Let's see. Elaine Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, but Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. How does that make you feel, sir?
I know. It's very hard for me.
Mm-hmm. So we say, like, somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
Is that sounds good? Okay. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, there's the money thing, struggling to make ends meet, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers' funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. How does that make you feel, sir? She did her her pay.
You know, this governor in Tallahassee have insurance as building as pay now 120% more. It's crazy.
Wow.
I pay 65,000 and now it's 120.
Wow.
140.
Almost double.
Yeah.
Okay. I only have two more questions left. And this one is, since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county. The housing costs in your community more than doubled, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States, Higgins has failed to address affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. What do you think about that, sir? Does that bother you?
Inflation. Yep. Inflation is crazy. Yeah.
Right. So that makes you kind of like now want to vote for her somewhat or much less?
She needed put everything down.
Yeah.
The insurance,
here's the last one.
Everything, yeah.
So we'll say somewhat less likely. Does that make sense? That'd be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one is, during these challenging times, Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $2 million. So how does that make you feel, sir? That's the last question, too. How does that make you feel? She voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. It says, during these challenging times, Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners and nearly $20 million, by nearly $20 million. So how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like, maybe I should vote for her, maybe I shouldn't?
It's no good.
Somewhat less likely? Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay, so this is my last. We're almost done. We're done. We're about done. And the last time, you will be asked a few for short questions about August primary election for Miami-Dade County. So here's the last ones. If the primary election for Miami-Dade Commissioner were held today among the following candidates, do you know who you would vote for, Miguel Silamon or Elaine Higgins?
Oh, now I have only two?
Yeah, that's it for a commissioner. Mm-hmm. Miguel Silamon and Elaine Higgins. If you're not sure, that I will put that down for you too, sir.
Yeah, I'm not sure, no.
Okay, you're undecided. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner were held today, among the following candidates, who would you vote for? Joe Carollo, Elaine Higgins.
Elaine again?
Elaine, yeah.
No, nobody. Nobody.
Undecided. I got you. And Alfonso León and Elaine Higgins are also undecided, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then now I'm going to ask you just for a little bit of questions about yourself. Did you, what's the last grade that you completed in school, sir?
I was second grade.
Okay.
I don't have college.
Oh, you sound like you have college.
No.
You sound like you have college. Yeah. Okay, sir. Well, you know, I appreciate your time. Thank you for doing the survey with me. I had a good time talking to you, and I haven't really met anybody from Poland, so it was something new for me. Thank you for your time, sir, and you have a wonderful night, and I hope things with the economy do get better. Hopefully they will.
Okay, thank you.
You have a good night, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.